Title: White House provides new guidance and extends deadline for secure software attestations. Content: On June 9, 2023, OMB released additional guidance on the implementation of OMB Memorandum M22-18, enhancing the security of the software supply chain through secure software development practice, which requires that federal agencies only use third-party software that is provided by software producers that attest compliance with the secure software development guidance issued by the National Institute of Standards and Technology, NIST. Agencies must obtain a self-attestation from the software producer before using any software that affects government information or will be used on government information systems. The requirements are discussed in more detail here. The new OMB guidance, OMB Memorandum M23-16, available here, extends the timeline for agencies to collect attestations from software producers. Agencies are now required to collect attestation letters from software producers for critical software no later than 3 months after the CISA Common Self-Attestation Form is approved by OMB, and for all other software 6 months after the Common Self-Attestation Form is approved by OMB. As discussed here, CISA is currently seeking comment on the Common Self-Attestation Form until June 26, 2023. OMB's new Memorandum M23-16 provides additional guidance on the scope of the requirements in Memorandum M22-18. Agencies will not be required to collect attestation from producers of third-party software components that are incorporated into the software end products. Agencies will not be required to collect attestations from open-source software or from products that are proprietary, but freely obtained and publicly available. Software developed under a federal contract at the direction of a federal agency may still be subject to attestation requirements. The agency must ensure that secure software development practices are followed throughout the software's entire development lifecycle. Memorandum M23-16 also makes a change to the use of plans of action and milestones, POAMs, by software producers. Software producers must identify any secure software development practices to which they cannot currently attest, document practices they are using to mitigate those risks, and submit a POAM to the agency. The agency must discontinue use of the software if the agency is unsatisfied with the POAM documentation or is unable to confirm the practices put in place to mitigate risk. When a software producer submits a POAM, the agency may continue to use the software, but must also seek an extension to the attestation deadline from OMB and provide OMB with a copy of the POAM. If the agency fails to submit an extension request, the POAM is considered invalid, and the agency cannot continue using the software. Software producers that develop software that is used by the government should continue preparing for the new attestation requirements and ensure they are meeting the secure software development principles outlined by NIST. Categories: Cloud Computing, Cybersecurity, National Institute of Standards and Technology, NIST, Software. As seen in Government Contracts and Investigations blog.